Hello, everybody. This is Chef Leisha, the Mindful Chef, and it is Friday, and I got some Friday vibes going on right now from Evelyn Champagne King. I'm just enjoying this day. It's been a minute. Got a lot of things going on, but I wanted to come in and talk to you about something serious. But before I get into it, I needed to just let this song ride a little bit. I hope you're feeling the vibes, because I'm feeling it. It makes my love come down. Okay. I'm not going to do it. Listen, I'm celebrating because I lost 3 followers yesterday on Instagram, all behind a vegan post. So I thought, why not kick spring off my spring podcast sessions with discussing the reason why I don't really care and why I care about what I care about. So let's get into it. You have stumbled upon the Mindful Chefs podcast. My name is Chef Leisha Barnett, and I am from Oakland, California, currently residing here in beautiful Stockton. It's beautiful today. It's going to be 80 degrees. The sun is out. I don't see any smog or yucky stuff, so I think we all good for today. I want to talk about something serious, so we got to bring it back. So I needed the energy to the vibes. So you start off a particular way before we get into it. If you are not aware, I am somebody who likes to ruffle feathers sometimes on social media when it comes to diet culture, diet plans, and everything of that nature. Yesterday was no exception when on a particular account that I follow asked the question if there should be laws that require that people don't eat meat. This was a real post. Matter of fact, let me see if I can pull up the actual image so I can read to you all what it actually said. Would you support a law to reduce meat consumption? And my response was never. Never, ever, ever. This is a heavy imposition on personal choice, and I would focus on educating people on how to and on how reduction in meat consumption helps us all. Well, of course, the vegan police came for my head, and I decided not to engage. Instead, I posted on my personal page my feelings about the matter. And the reason why I didn't engage with the vegan police is because I didn't want to be up all night on Instagram fighting with people, because I have better things to do with my time. But basically, this is my position and this is my response that I have in regards to anybody who feels like mandating what people eat is a good idea, right? And also why it's problematic for people to push this narrative, because the responses that came back to me was it's along the lines of animals need to be protected. They are victims. It is not a personal choice when there are victims involved. And something about if people were killing you, should we wait and educate them? So I had some time, but not all the time. And I did not want to respond there because I don't have the kind of time that would require unpacking everything that this individual and others who agreed with this person had to say. So I'm going to say it on my podcast where I can control the content. I control the story, the narrative, and let things lie where they may. And people can have their feelings. But every day I advocate for people to reduce their meat consumption by teaching them how to cook vegetables. My platform, my cooking classes, everything that I talk about largely pushes produce, fruits and vegetables. I do not ever, ever, ever push meat. I just don't. I eat meat. I do. I don't eat as much as some people do, but I don't push anything except for fresh fruits and vegetables. That's it. I don't advocate for organic, non-GMO, or anything like that, because all of that is political. What I need people to understand is that as a Black woman in America, my goal is always going to be to ensure that my people who are dying because of white supremacy at the hands of police officers. My people who are dying at disproportionate rates and getting sick with lifestyle diseases because of white supremacy. That I service the people of my community who are afraid to go to the doctor for routine care because of white supremacy. I advocate for farmers who actually take care of their animals and feed their animals what they should be eating and process them in the most humane possible way regularly. I don't believe in big government and big ag being tied together or any of that nonsense. So what you will not do is come to my doorstep, come to me and accuse me of not caring about the victims when I got people in my lineage, in my community that are being incarcerated unjustly, unfairly, and those who don't even make it to the jail, they're dying on the streets at the hands of the folks that we are supposed to trust. So, no, saving the lives of the little cows and chickens and ducks are not ever, ever, ever going to be more important than the lives of my people who have suffered systemic oppression for hundreds of years. So in case anybody ever had a question, that's where I stand. Why? Let's see. Let's go all the way back to, the time of enslavement. When we worked the land, we grew, we raised the animals, we did all the things, and we were given hardly anything to survive on. Let's go there. Let's go to how our babies were ripped from our wombs and our breasts as they were breastfed and sent to live with someone else while we nursed the little white babies. And our children were given sugar water. Oh, that's not good enough for you. So let's go here to where, you know, my own people, my own mother. I'm 40 something years old. You know, I've seen so many things with women who have given birth to children who had illnesses and issues within the community that other women don't have to deal with. I have personally gone to the doctor and the doctor ignored my request. The doctor dismissed my pain and told me I was making a big deal out of nothing when I had an ectopic pregnancy that landed me in emergency surgery and almost killed me because I said something isn't right. I have a positive pregnancy test, I'm bleeding, and I am in severe pain. Please help. And I was told I'm making a big deal out of nothing. None of those little animals are ever going to be worth more than human life for me. And if this gets me in hot water with the vegan community, then so be it. But what folks need to understand, particularly non-BIPOC vegans, is that if you would like for people to come around to see things your way, then you're going to have to understand what we deal with. You're going to have to affirm what we deal with. And let's get into the systemic reasons why veganism just don't work for a lot of Black people and people of color who live in food deserts. Because when there's only three vegetables to choose from, they end up becoming carboholics because all there is rice and potatoes and noodles. Don't be so far gone and disconnected from what the reality is, because you get to live this privileged life. This is the kind of stuff that I talk about every day with my friends. And it is just completely frustrating to continue to see that. And then I look at my numbers and they go down because I made a comment. And I said that the feelings of the little cows and the ducks and the chickens will never matter more to me than the lives and the feelings of my community. I stand on that. I said what I said. I will not stutter. I will say it again and again, over and over and over again. But I also understand that the health and wellness of my people is really important. And we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So how come we cannot focus on educating people and advocating, because advocacy matters in food deserts, because food deserts are highly concentrated with BIPOCs. And that means all of those people who only get green beans, broccoli, and corn and potatoes need more. They need more. They need more options. They need more fresh options. They need education on how to store and how to prepare those things and everything else. So that is why 99% of the classes that I teach are all plant-based classes, number one. And number two, they're accessible to whoever needs to see it, to hear it, to be a part of it. I don't ever want to stop doing this, because this is what I live for. And there are frustrating moments when folks get on their little high horse and they don't understand what we're dealing with. You feel me? What we are dealing with is a failure to understand. It is like a naturally thin person telling a fat person how to become thin. Ma'am, you didn't have to work for that. It was already there. So don't come at somebody else who was given a different set of circumstances and situations to try and tell them what to do. It's not going to work. It just won't. I am here to empower you. So if you are listening and you are a young Black person who is saying, I want to do better, I want to be better. And better is relative. So it's what you decide that better is. I can't decide what better is for you. But what I'm saying is, if you are saying, I want to eat more fruits and vegetables, I need help with that. I need help with shopping. I need help with storing my produce. I need help with understanding how these things work for me. I got you. That's why I'm here. And that's why I don't care if my whole following goes to the crapper by all of the folks that are butthurt because I upset some vegans who thinks that, you know, it's easy to make these choices. I implore you all to take a trip outside of your neighborhood. Go to the part of town that you don't like going to. Go at a safe time of day. But go and see what's available. See what's there. Walk into the grocery stores if you can find one. See what is around there. See what is offered. Check the prices and compare that to your neighborhood, to your area. And if that isn't good enough for you because you're one of those people who are like, I live in the bad part of town and I do all right, check your privilege in other areas. Are you college educated? Do you make a living wage? Do you carry the weight of systemic oppression in your mind, body, and spirit on every single day? Are you afraid when you see the police behind you? Are you afraid that someone else could be pulled over and not make it home? These are all other issues that weigh so heavily on the Black community that it does affect us and our health. It affects our stress levels. It affects our ability to can. We run out of spoons very quickly in comparison to others. If you have medical insurance and you can see your doctor whenever you please, consider yourself privileged. If your doctor actually listens to you when you show up in the doctor's office, consider yourself privileged. If you ask for something and you get it when you see a medical professional, consider yourself privileged. But please believe there are a lot of us walking around right now going to Dr. Google and talking to our doctors and our medical professionals and saying something is wrong. And they are dismissing us every single day. You want to talk about Tuskegee? Sarah Bartman? Where Henrietta Lacks? Where our bodies are used for experimentation because it was once thought that we don't feel pain. Can you imagine that? They're strong people. They don't feel pain like white folks. That's something people still believe. So we out here, many of us are afraid. Many of us are still afraid to have preventative health care, even when we have it, to use it for all of those reasons. But you want us to care about the cows? Yeah, that's not gonna happen. It ain't. So pick a fight, but don't pick a fight with a Black woman with a mission. And that's all I got for today. This has been the Mindful Chef, Chef Leisha Barnett, and I had time. I'm gonna holler at y'all later.